This podcast is brought to you by XMWX Satellite Weather.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb at AOPA Expo in San Jose, California, with Tom Beginnies, one of the founders of the LSA movement in the United States. And economic troubles, there's no mystery there, Tom. How is the LSA market faring in these economic times?
Well, we had a couple of rough months, Russ. But within the last 2 weeks, people started calling again and going out for demo flights with our dealers, and we're actually fairly pleased. And actually, the response at the AOPA 2008 convention has been quite good. A lot of people came up here, knew of our products, are very interested in buying airplanes. It appears to me that the real stumbling block for the light sport aircraft movement is helping people sell their older airplanes, because a lot of people have existing airplanes that they have to move before they can buy light sport aircraft. This year for us, we sold 75 airplanes. Last year we sold 109. So the numbers are down a bit, but we think on the whole it's been a pretty good year, and we've already taken some distributor orders for 2009, so we're pleased.
Okay, there have been some casualties along the way. How many manufacturers are we talking about now?
You know, I don't know the exact number. I should, but it's inevitable when you have that many people getting into the business and that many startups that you're going to have that. The same thing occur. I saw the same thing happen in the ultralight movement in the 80s and in hang gliding in the 70s. So you're bound to have some people that get involved that can't sustain. It's sad because I actually understand how much effort it is to get something going in this business. So it's kind of sad to see.
Okay, well, when you talk about people having to get rid of their existing airplanes, that tells me that the market is still pilots maybe looking at losing their medicals and hoping to extend their flying a little bit more with these smaller airplanes.
It's that and the fact that people just don't feel that operating a 300 horsepower Bonanza or something is that practical for fun flying. And a lot of people come by and say, you know, my kids are grown and gone. My wife never really enjoyed flying with me that much, and it's kind of crazy for me to own this thing to be flying it around by myself. We had a fella come up who has a 800 person company, and he has a Baron. And he said he's interested in getting one because with my Baron, just rolling it out in pre-flight, and it just keeps me from going flying sometimes, and I'm not flying enough because of it. So I think it's also a change in values with people as well. You are right that the majority of the pilots are existing pilots that have been flying for 20 years, and we need to change that.
Well, how are we going to change that, and what are the strategies for doing essentially what LSA was intended to do, and that's get more people into the cockpit?
In my opinion, shared ownership is the future. We have all the components right now, really appropriate regulatory framework, really exciting airplanes, exciting, inexpensive avionics. To me, the next hurdle is getting people to accept shared ownership, because that's how you would truly drive down the cost of ownership and get more people to fly.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Tom. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb at AOPA Expo in San Jose, California.
WX Satellite Weather has quickly become the leading way to fly for pilots across the country. And now, with updates to the Aviator Data Package and Aviator Pro, the brand new weather data package from XMWX, pilots have an even better reason to fly with the Datalink weather leader in flight and every flight.